Every year, the Alabama Symphony Orchestra features an up-and-coming composer, and it commissions a work from that composer. This season, it's Alabama native Martin Kennedy. On Thursday, the orchestra gives the world premiere of Kennedy's Forest Dark and Stars Above. Kennedy spoke with WBHM's Michael Crowell about his approach to composing. Their conversation began with Kennedy describing the piece and features some of Kennedy's other music.
The title of the work refers to a passage from Dante's Inferno about Dante the poet coming through the forest dark, and then coming through the other side of the world and seeing the stars above. And to me, and many people, it's a metaphor for having a rough patch in their life that then suddenly becomes something they work through, and everything becomes all right in the end, or at least better in the end, some sort of optimism. So in this case, the piece begins in a very low strings, a very low atmosphere, very dark atmosphere, and by the end of the piece opens up as if sunlight has emerged again.
Well, how would you suggest audiences approach a new piece of classical music?
I think in the same way that an audience approaches or a person approaches a new book or a new movie, anything that's new to them in a certain way. There's the old war horses of romantic literature. There's the old war horses of classical literature and classical drama. The same thing with music. We are familiar with Beethoven. We're familiar with Mendelssohn. But a new piece is a new adventure, a new story that's told.
As a composer, how do you know when a piece is finished?
As a composer, the piece tends to drag you along a lot of the time. You feel it's not that you feel out of control, but it's a little dance you do together when you're writing. You write, and the piece, in a way, just takes you along. And I had a teacher say to me a very long time ago that you should just let the piece finish. And I think that's actually a good idea. It's not only a good idea, but it tends to be the case. The piece just taps you on the shoulder and says, okay, I've said what I need to say at this point.
So how do you know if it's worthy?
It's like a dish that you concoct. You spend your time with the ingredients. You spend your time putting everything together, creating the sauces and everything like that. And at the end of the day, someone takes it out and presents it to the table. And at that point, it's up to the consumer in the broadest sense to decide if it's worth it.
What's the composition process like for you?
The beginning of the composition process is a sort of free for all. I walk around. I go on biking trips. I go to the movies. I let ideas either come to me through extraneous sources, or I come across a poem that gives me an idea, or I come across a story, or just an idea in life that or an experience in life that gives me an impetus. From then on, it's a mixture of the science of writing, the science of orchestration, the counterpoint lessons that you learn throughout your life, and then there's the just the push and pull of emotion.
Why don't composers today write more like Beethoven or Brahms or Mozart?
Because Beethoven was such a good Beethoven. We don't need another Beethoven. We don't need another Brahms. As much as I'd love to hear a Beethoven string quartet or something like that, that's all been done, and it's been done so well, and things have evolved, as things do.
If there were one thing you'd like people to know about composers, what would it be?
That we absolutely love what we do, and we want to transmit that joy to our audience.